Andrea Mrozek is the executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and they put out a release yesterday in light of this study coming out in part to call a few questions onto the table, and I wanted to give her a chance to do just that. How are you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so you've heard I'm a supporter, and anybody who's listened knows that. You folks have a few more questions, including about the research that came out yesterday.
Well, yeah, mostly that the research wasn't released, so we had a research release without the research, just a couple of bar graphs to accompany it and some cherry-picked results to give the biggest bang for the buck for the press release on the first day of school. To speak to your point, some of them, nobody's contesting that early learning programs have helped needy children and those in difficult circumstances, but that is not what the province of Ontario is proposing. They're proposing a program that is universally applied to every child.
Understood.
To every child in the province.
You heard me say I would be prepared to postpone the full rollout to everybody as long as they rolled it out to all needy children first and see what happens with that, because I think the results will be very positive from that, as indeed I believe they were in the United States for needy children.
Yeah, and that's never been the plan. Charles Pascal, who's the author of this and putting forward early learning plans for the province of Ontario, has always been very clear that it must be universal. He has taken some studies from the United States that show benefits for needy children and said that those will apply to the hundreds of thousands of kids in the province of Ontario. What I think is most troubling to me is that there is a bit of a moralistic, heavy-handed thing happening here that's telling parents, this is the best thing you can do. It's life-changing. Those are some of the words used. Amazing. And it basically implies if you don't put your kids in kindergarten, you're doing them a disservice, which is absolutely false. The research does not show that in any capacity, but that's the message that parents are getting. So I think it's we need to be honest about why we're doing this and who it benefits. If it's done for convenience reasons, so be it. Parents are voters. They can choose that. But let's say that it's convenient. We want to have a program that's convenient for parents rather than pulling out all the stops with this heavy language suggesting that you're doing your children a disservice if you don't put them in full-day kindergarten
all right.
All day.
I want to have you hold for a second. I want to ask you one more question. I'll give you time to think about it while we check traffic, which is, you know, the question of yes, I agree in some cases it's convenient for parents because they both work and so forth. But I want to also ask you, though, whether for kids where that's the real reason the parents support it, isn't it the case that nonetheless those kids would benefit from being in school? Because I got to believe all kids to some extent, perhaps poorer kids more than other kids, benefit from being in school just because you're learning. But I'll ask you about that when we come back. And we're going to check first on traffic at 4:15, News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic.
Well, the 401 is heavy westbound on and off from Leslie past Keele and eastbound past Dixie to Weston, and then again heading into Ajax. Typical drag on the northbound DVP from Bayview Bloor to York Mills. Slow stretches on the Gardner westbound from Jarvis past Parkmont and eastbound through that Jarvis construction zone. Westbound QEW also busy heading into Mississauga and Burlington. Fill up on savings with 100 free kilometers from 407 ETR. Choose paperless billing and pre-authorized payment today, and you'll get 100 free kilometers. Visit 407ETR.com for details. Time saver traffic every 15 minutes. I'm Maggie Flood. Listen live anytime online at newstalk1010.com.
These results clearly demonstrate that the early year investments we are making are important for children now and in the future. Students who are enrolled in FDK are better prepared to enter grade one and be more successful in school.
News that matters to you and conversations to help you understand what it means. The Live Drive with John Tory on News Talk 1010.
Andrea Mrozek is my guest. Andrea is the executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and she was talking about some questions that she believes need to be asked about the all-day kindergarten program. I had posed one to you to think about, which is, well, isn't it going to be the case, in your view, that regardless of whether it's a policy of parental convenience or not, that pretty well all kids, I can think almost without an exception, will benefit from being in school sooner if they can be?
Some of the kids in junior kindergarten are only 3 years old, and we're putting them into institutional settings at an extraordinarily early age. Long days for small children. There are always special needs cases. There are always special learning cases. I do believe that parents know their kids best, and if you feel like your kid needs a bit more time at home, or simply that, you know, you're not the type of person, you're more willing to rearrange your schedule to just simply spend more time with your child at that early age, I think it would be a bit simpler simplistic to say that every 3 or 4 year old benefits from a full day of learning. I don't necessarily think that the research bears that out, and the Ministry of Education should be honest and upfront about what they can and can't say about these types of programs, which they haven't been with this release.
All right. Well, we will await, obviously, the full study coming out so we can all read everything, because as you say, there's always things that you didn't see in the press release that found their way into the study. But we appreciate your perspective on this. Andrew Mrozek, Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.